With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Both President Biden and former President Trump win their party's Michigan presidential primary.
DeVries further solidifies the all but certain rematch between both men this November. But the results highlight some of the biggest political vulnerabilities before the general election. For the Democrats, a vigorous, uncommitted campaign surpassed the 10,000-vote goal set by organizers. Activists who don't agree with Mr. Biden's handling of the Israeli-Gaza war organized the uncommitted campaign. For Republicans, Mr. Trump continues to struggle with some influential voter blocs who favor Nikki Haley. Andrew Stewart reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Hawaii's governor says a $175 million fund to compensate families of people killed in the deadliest U.S. wildfire in more than a century will begin accepting applications at the end of the week.
Governor Josh Green says the fund for Lahaina wildfire victims will also pay those who were hospitalized with severe injuries. Families of those killed will receive $1.5 million after their eligibility is confirmed. Those seriously injured would receive a share determined by the judge. Green says the fund is an option for survivors who might be considering suing the state of Hawaii, Hawaiian Electric, or other utilities and landowners for their role in the blaze. Maui County has confirmed 101 people died from the August 8th wildfire. Two people are still missing. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is issuing a disaster declaration due to ongoing wildfires in the state's panhandle. As of Tuesday evening, the Smokehouse Creek fire covered over 250,000 acres and was 0% contained. The state's also battling the Grapevine Creek fire and the Juliet Pass fire. This is SRN News. Well, how do you spot a so-called Christian nationalist? Politico reporter Heidi Prisbella tells MSNBC she's figured it out.
The thing that unites them as Christian nationalists, not Christians, by the way, because Christian nationalist is very different, is that they believe that our rights as Americans, as all human beings, don't come from any earthly authority. They don't come from Congress. They don't come from the Supreme Court. They come from God.
Dr. Albert Mohler of the Southern Baptist Convention.
This is not something that was invented in some, you know, conservative think tank just a matter of 2024. This is not an idea that came half-baked out of some political campaign. This is one of the deepest traditions of Christian reasoning and Christian doctrine.
Declaration of Independence states all people are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. Mohler wonders if Heidi is aware of this fact. This is SRN News. Thousands of farmers are gathering in the Polish capital to protest the European Union's agricultural policies.
I'm here in central Warsaw, where thousands of farmers have come from all across the country to take part in a protest. They're going to march on foot to the Parliament building and to the Prime Minister's office, where they're going to complain about what they say is a flood of cheaper Ukrainian agricultural products on the Polish market, which is depressing prices and making it difficult for Polish farmers to make a living. Now, the government has been sympathetic to the farmers, although it's saying, listen, we're steadfast in our support for Ukraine with military support and humanitarian aid, but we won't do that at the expense of the Polish farmers.
Hunter Biden will testify behind closed doors in the Republican-led impeachment inquiry of his father today. Republicans are collecting evidence that Biden used his time as VP to benefit his family financially. More details at SRNnews.com.